Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Michael Kuhn with the Marion County Veterans Affairs Commission to talk about assistance available for veterans.
For veterans who have to deal with a number of problems, what are some of the places they can turn for assistance?
Well, the VA at large has several venues. I would say, basically, they should start in my office with their county veteran service officer. We have one in each of the 99 counties, and therefore come in with whatever their basic needs are, or what their requests are, or what's driving them to need, and we can go from there. I deal with people that are veterans that are out of service, and basically I have several venues for that. Send people through Camp Dodge. There are a couple offices up there that can branch out and help them. We have what we call the Veterans Trust Fund. We also have a county budget that helps veterans with some of their basic needs like rent, utilities, gas, food. I also work out of here to help veterans work on the claim. Many of them that are getting out of the guard now from active duty file these claims before they come back home, before they're released. And so once they're back in our county and those claims aren't moving as fast as the veteran would like, they come and see me and we see if there's an additional push we can entertain to find their answers for them or help them establish more connection to their service disability. So we do that as well here right in the county.
Government bureaucracy. Do you have to often intervene to help veterans get through all the red tape?
Well, government is government. And there's always been red tape and a lot of paperwork. But we recently, at our last spring school, found out through our instructors that we're under a new VA system on filing claims. We have the old legacy system, they call it, which dates from February this year back, and the new system has just kicked in on how we can send in claims and process for the veteran their compensation, disability, or whatever they need.
Has that proven to be more effective, or is the jury still out on that?
The jury is out on it, although it got a lot of interest. What used to be maybe a five-page form for some things, like a pension claim, can also become a 21-page form now. And we need to know more information, basically, about the veteran's assets or their income, where they stand health-wise. There's several things that have to be looked into either by their doctor or by our office, or by the veteran themselves. The VA here in Knoxville, the outpatient-based clinic that we have here, does a very good job of veterans participating here. I, in my office, do not get many, many complaints about that. The VA in Des Moines also has an overall very good reputation of serving veterans and reaching out. There's a lot of programs out there for women, for other veterans, for families, that they have tried to reach out to get these veterans to come in and enroll, but that's up to the veteran. You can't lead a horse to water and make him drink it.
Do you do a lot of, undertake a lot of things over the course of the year, events or campaigns or any sort of outreach to encourage veterans to sign up for these services?
I personally have been involved over the years in several outreach events. Some aren't anymore. They've just quit doing them, like the Pellicorp Health Fair, where you could go over for a day and meet all the employees and see if they have veterans' needs. There are some places around that still do outreach programs. And if I know about those, then I'll try to tie in with that and be present to answer any questions a veteran or a family of a veteran might have. I do one outreach program a year that takes me out of the county for 4 days. That's to help another county up in Clay County called the Spencer's Clay County Fair, where they have a booth there, and they run that for veterans the whole time the fair's on. So they have to reach out to other counties to pull in my types to help them sustain that booth and to reach veterans. So I have done that for the last 5 years. That's my major outreach project. As far as projects around here, if their troops come back and they're in the Des Moines area and they do what they call a yellow ribbon event, sometimes I've been asked to come up there and present veterans' issues, answer the veterans' questions, and show them and tell them how they can get help.
Thanks to Mike Kuhn for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.